Again, for the first time. Written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Shunwei settles down on the bed with his back against the headboard and lifts his arms above his head for Zhaoyunlan to secure them in place. The power restraining cuffs aren't enough to hold Shunwei in the long run, but that's hardly the point. They're enough in case Shunwei accidentally loses control of himself. Zhaoyunlan isn't that worried about it, but the point is to make Shunwei comfortable. Zhaoyunlan brushes a small kiss against Shunwei's cheek, and then moves down to secure his legs to their own set of restraints. These ones are just normal, padded leather. He skims his fingers along Shunwei's ankle and up along his leg, and then can't quite help himself and leans down to mouth along the same path his fingers had just taken. There's an audible inhale from Shunwei, soft and just a bit unsteady. He presses a kiss to the side of Shunwei's knee before rising back up. He leans in to press a small kiss to the corner of Shunwei's mouth and smiles softly at him. Shunwei looks at him with large eyes that make Zhaoyunlan's heart beat a bit faster. Sometimes, even after all this time, he's struck speechless by how much he loves Shunwei. He runs his thumb along Shunwei's lips and asks, "Should I gag you?" Zhaoyunlan loves listening to the noises Shunwei makes once he's pushed Shunwei far enough that he loses himself in the moment. But he knows how embarrassing Shunwei finds those same noises, how he tries to hold back until he can't anymore. It's their first time doing this. Well, the first time Zhaoyunlan is doing this to Shunwei, and he wants Shunwei to be as comfortable as possible. There's a small part of Zhaoyunlan that's ridiculously nervous about this and wouldn't mind having Shunwei free to talk just in case he actually needs to ask for advice. Shunwei shakes his head and then utters a very small, quiet, "No." Zhaoyunlan smiles brilliantly at him. "Thank you," he says, because he's pretty sure Shunwei made that decision for Zhaoyunlan's benefit. It's not like Zhaoyunlan forgets to tell him how much he loves all those noises that spill out of his mouth. He cups Shunwei's cheek and then adds a bit more restrained. "If you change your mind, tell me." Shunwei huffs softly, a small smile appearing on his lips. "Yes, Zhaoyunlan," he says quietly. Zhaoyunlan has to kiss him one more time, long and slow and deep. Reluctantly he pulls away and then takes the small box on the bedside table. He flips it open, Shunwei's eyes following his movements. He looks at the assortment of metal sounds. Zhaoyunlan is familiar with how they feel inside him, and it's not that hard to pick out something that shouldn't be too much for either of them for a first time. Zhaoyunlan is very familiar with the movements of this, even though he's only ever been on the other side of it. He applies a bit more lube than is probably necessary, but it's not like too much lube will do any harm. Then he has to take a moment to steady his hands. He really doesn't want his hands shaking for the next part. He grasps Shunwei's half-hard cock firmly, and then very carefully pushes the sound into the opening at the tip of his cock. Shunwei takes in a long breath, and Zhaoyunlan glances up at him, at the concentrated look on his face as he stares down at Zhaoyunlan's hands on his cock. Zhaoyunlan smiles fondly, and then turns his own gaze back down. He pushes the sound inside slowly, listening to the way Shunwei keeps breathing very calmly. It takes a while to get the metal rod all the way inside. Shunwei's cock grows hard in his hand as he pushes the sound in deeper. Then, only the end of the metal sound can be seen anymore. Zhaoyunlan strokes Shunwei's cock lightly, and Shunwei takes a shuddering breath. Zhaoyunlan grins a bit and lets go of Shunwei's cock for a moment, pulling his hands away so he can admire the way Shunwei's cock looks. looks it away. Your cock looks so fucking pretty like this, Drowningland says. His mouth waters as he keeps looking. He swallows and licks his lips and then looks up at Shunwei's face. Shunwei is looking down at his impaled cock, still with that concentrated look on his face, his lower lip caught between his teeth. Drowningland reaches out to cup Shunwei's cheek. Shunwei lifts his eyes up to look at him, and Drowningland leans in to kiss him hard enough to leave both of them breathless. He strokes Shunwei's cheek and grins at Shunwei. You don't mind if I have a taste, do you, Xiaowei? Shunwei takes a small breath and then quickly says, No. Drowningland gives him another quick peck on the lips and then lowers himself down to mouth at Shunwei's cock, settling between Shunwei's spread legs. He wants to just take Shunwei into his mouth, to suck at that pretty cock until Shunwei is screaming. But he knows how much more intense things can feel with the sound, and so he contents himself with just licking along the length of Shunwei's cock at first. Shunwei's breath shudders a bit, his hips bucking slightly. Drowningland wraps his hand around Shunwei's cock, holding it in place. He glances up at Shunwei for a moment. Try to keep still, Xiaowei, he says. He licks at the tip of Shunwei's cock, around the metal protruding from it. He listens as Shunwei's breath keeps shuddering. He firms his grip around Shunwei's cock a bit, and then opens his mouth and slowly takes Shunwei into his mouth, his lips sliding along the length of Shunwei's cock. Drowningland moans quietly at finally having Shunwei in his mouth. Somewhat distantly, he feels his own erection throbbing between his legs. He sucks carefully, his hand still holding on to the base of Shunwei's cock. Shunwei whines breathlessly. Something hot twists in Drowningland's belly at the sound, and he sucks a bit harder. Shunwei makes a wordless noise that's not quite a yell. Drowningland settles into a careful rhythm, bobbing his head over Shunwei's cock, not quite daring to take in Shunwei as deep as he usually would, and making up for it with his hand wrapped around the base of Shunwei's cock, sliding up and down to meet Drowningland's mouth halfway. Shunwei keeps making breathless noises, getting louder the longer Drowningland sucks his cock, until finally, with a loud, Yunlan, Shunwei comes into his mouth. Drowningland keeps sucking gently at the still hard cock, swallowing the cum in his mouth. Shunwei makes small hitched whimpers, and finally Drowningland pulls his head away, letting the cock out of his mouth. He stares at the hard cock, shining with spit, with the metal sound still protruding out of it. He can't quite stop himself from licking around the metal sound. Then he reaches out to grip the sound once again, twisting it slightly. Shunwei nearly squeals. Drowningland lets go of the sound and gentles his hold on Shunwei's cock. He looks up at Shunwei. His head has fallen back against the headboard. His eyes are closed, sweat beading on his forehead. Is it too much? He asks. It takes a moment before Shunwei's head tilts back, and he opens his eyes to look at Drowningland. His eyes are huge and a bit unfocused as he stares at Drowningland. No, Shunwei says at last. Drowningland looks at him for a moment longer and then grins slowly. Nice. There's so much more I want to do to you, Xiaowei. The end.